We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Kayla Jackson. She is a reporter and social media lead for ConnectingVets.com, which is part of our company, Intercom. So thank you very much for joining me today, Kayla. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I am happy to be here, Stephen.
Now, before we talk about Connecting Vets, you were actually born in Los Angeles and you decided to join the National Guard, the Army National Guard. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to join the National Guard.
As you stated, I grew up in the Los Angeles area and I just kind of wanted to go out of state for school. I decided to take my undergraduate studies at Florida State and kind of always was interested in joining the military, knew about kind of the academic benefits as well as some other things, and I thought, well, it's a perfect time. And so I actually enlisted in the Florida Army National Guard when I was 18, my freshman year of college at Florida State, and kind of just kept on. Stayed in through grad school. I joined as an electrician, got to do some really cool stuff. I've been able to be called up for hurricanes. I've done some cool jobs overseas and in Guatemala, getting able to help out communities and kind of building and restructuring communities there. And I've just kind of decided to stay in so far. And I'm still in here in Virginia. Now I've transitioned to the Virginia Army National Guard, still doing kind of the same old work, but I just really, really enjoy it. I love the community. I love getting to have friends literally all around the world. And just the relationships and the impact that you get to have is an awesome experience.
Okay, very good. Now, you're a reporter and social media lead for Connecting Vets, so tell us about Connecting Vets. What is it all about, and why was the platform created?
So Connecting Vets recently launched in 2017 and was really created because we saw kind of a gap for the veteran community out there within the audio and in media space. You know, you're in the military, whether you're on active duty, you're in the National Guard, and you're sort of just inundated with the lifestyle. You're wearing the same uniform all day. You know, you're with the same people. And then a lot of times for those that transition out, you may be, you know, moving back to your place of record from when you first enlisted years ago. You may not be close to your military friends anymore, and so we kind of wanted to create this platform for those veterans, whether you retired after 25 years or you stayed in for 4 or 6, to kind of be that gap in between connecting with that community again, whether it's, you know, a story about something funny that we can all relate to, something helpful about VA benefits that you weren't aware that you were, you know, eligible for. So it was really kind of this go-between space that we thought we as veterans and military-adjacent individuals could really tell the story best ourselves since we kind of all have experienced it.
Now, how did you get hooked up with ConnectingVets.com? How did that go about to you getting the job there?
So I was actually lucky to be finishing off my graduate school studies here in the D.C. area. I went to Northwestern to study journalism and was able to do sort of an internship part-time here at Connecting Vets, starting up our Get Help section, which is where most of our resources are held on our website. And kind of, you know, the graduate school kind of dream is, you know, you get hired on after you finish your studies. And so I've been able to really stay on the team from the initial launch, from the beginning, and have been able to see and help it grow, which has been an awesome opportunity.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Connecting Vets and some of the stories that you do. What type of stories do you cover?
So I personally cover a lot of stories related to the women veteran community. That's kind of my niche that I saw that was kind of a need in the media space that wasn't getting filled. So everything from benefits, whether it's women-specific benefits, if there is organizations on the local and national level to kind of reconnect women who have served with each other. But we also do stories on entertainment, you know, fun things, whether it's a book written by a veteran author, a military movie, you know, things that are going on kind of in the national security and news space, and as well as, of course, kind of our bread and butter, which is the resources and the get help. So things breaking down those really hard to understand things at the VA, what your benefits mean, where you can apply for your, you know, GI Bill, all of that stuff that can kind of be confusing, you know, once you get out of the military world. And we kind of try to make it simpler and all in one spot that's easy to understand and kind of can reconnect veterans, of course, back to the name with the community they might be separated from.
Now, you are just one of the journalists that you have on staff. What makes your journalism staff so unique?
So the thing that we kind of pride ourselves, in addition to, of course, being, you know, media professionals, is the fact that we are a veteran and military-adjacent staff. So everyone on the staff, whether it be someone like myself who's currently serving or is a veteran, has served, or is military-adjacent, may it be a military brat, a military or veteran spouse. So we can all relate in some aspect to that military lifestyle, whether it's, you know, having moved multiple times, having worn the uniform, having supported, you know, a spouse or a loved one while they've been deployed. We all have kind of these understandings of the nuances of what being in the military is, and kind of we're able to help filter our reporting and ask those questions that we know our audience and readers want to know about.
Can you tell us about some of the, give us an idea of some of the recent stories or projects that you guys have covered?
So this past February, we did a really awesome campaign for Black History Month featuring a different story every day of the month. One recent one that we did that did really well was about General Irene Trowell Harris, who was actually the first African-American woman to be the commander of the National Guard, to be a colonel. And so that was a great story that we did. We've recently done stories about Amazon, hiring and their veteran initiatives. We actually have a weekly story called Employer of the Week, where we actually feature an organization, a business that is really doing the work to not only hire veterans, but keep them on staff. And so we want to make sure that we're in that career space as well. We're doing some great things this month for Women's History Month, not only about where women veterans can get access to their services, but what organizations in their local area, you know, can they go to club meetings? Who can they talk to? We did a really awesome story about the upcoming Desert Storm Memorial that's going to be in Washington, D.C., for all those veterans who served during that time period. So we really have an expanse of different stories, I think, that the military community, whether you identify, you know, kind of something for everyone, but kind of can serve that entire population well.
Okay, very good. Now, along with your digital component and your digital content, I imagine you do podcasts as well. What type of content do you feature on your podcasts?
So the podcasts are really great. We have something called the CV Report, Connecting Vets Report, which features some of the top stories of the week. It comes out Wednesday and Friday. And so all of those stories are really interesting, produced by our Navy veteran on staff and also podcast host Phil Briggs, who has a breadth of experience in the audio realm, but just a really awesome job of putting those stories together in a way that would make it interesting to listen to, you know, whether you're just at home with the kids, you're on your way to work. And of course, we also have our vet story, which often focuses on a specific veteran and kind of highlighting their transition story. So maybe they served for, you know, four to 6 years, say in the Army as an infantryman or maybe as a mechanic, and now they started their own business. You get to hear from the person themselves as well as another veteran on the team how they did that job, what happens when they got out, what were their challenges. And so the veterans who are listening can really identify with their struggles, with their successes, and kind of see themselves in almost really every story that we post. And that's kind of what we try to accomplish here at Connecting Vets.
What type of, or what can civilians and veterans, what can those listeners expect to get from Connecting Vets?
So here at Connecting Vets, you can definitely expect to get fresh content from perspectives that you haven't heard or you haven't seen before. You can expect to get factual information, of course, but you can expect to be entertained and also informed all in one place, which I think is great for that veteran community. There's so much aspect of news out, you know, you can get your news in multiple places, and I think we do an awesome job of putting together things that are informative, that are also entertaining, that will bring you back the good, the fun memories of what it was like to serve again, to share, you know, along with some of your battle buddies, to kind of recreate those stories and reconnect you with that community that you might have been separated from.
Okay, now where can we find Connecting Vets, and where can we find the content on your website?
You go to connectingvets.com. www.getheltpage.com. You'll find all of our stories, our culture, our Get Help page, as well as all of our podcast audio, The Connecting Vets Report and Vet Story, which you can listen to and download and for your enjoyment.
Do you have to be a member? Do you have to subscribe in order to get on to see the content at Connecting Vets?
Definitely not. You can just click and download. You can go on radio.com as well and check out those podcasts available free of charge. As long as you, you know, have access to internet, to computer, or your phone, you can read and enjoy all of our Connecting Vets content wherever you are.
Okay, great. If there's one last thing that you would like to focus on that you'd like listeners to know about Connecting Vets, what would that be?
I definitely would like, you know, veterans to know who are listening, who are reading, that they're not the only one with their experience, that they're not alone, that here on the Connecting Vets team, we understand, we get it. We're a team of people who know what it's like to have served, who know the struggles, who know the fun, you know, the fun times, the not so fun times. And that's a really great reason why you should be able to trust us with the content and the news that we're putting out, because we get it. And so we're here to kind of filter that information and give you the best of the best.
Okay, Kayla Jackson, reporter and social media lead for Connecting Vets and Intercomp Company. Thank you once again for spending some time with us today, Kayla. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, and I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.